Now here's some news from the world of sports. And well, I guess if you like defense, Super Bowl 50 was a thrill ride. If you happen to like Denver's defense, it was spellbinding entertainment. And if you're everyone else, the Broncos' 24-10 win over the Carolina Panthers had, let's face it, all the drama of a Week 7 game between two teams with 4-3 records. Full disclosure, of course, I am still annoyed that the New England Patriots were not representing the AFC in this one. I still believe if Bill Belichick and company hadn't decided to see how far their phantom running game could go by treating the Miami Dolphins as a science experiment in the final week of the season in an effort to stay healthy, go into the playoffs, they'd have hosted Peyton Manning at Foxborough for the AFC title game, and that would have been Manning's final game instead of last night's contest that lets him ride off into the sunset, we assume, tied with Brett Favre as the winningest quarterback of all time, and even 200 victories, playoffs and regular season combined, notched into his belt. What would have been the value of having one future Hall of Famer in Brady playing last night instead of another in Manning? Well, just like Super Bowl 50 itself, it would not have been about the quarterbacks. It would have been a more exciting game, though, because while the Patriots' defense is good, it's not Von Miller good. The MVP of Super Bowl 50 proved that the Broncos really did deserve to be there, my protestations notwithstanding, by once again being the same unstoppable force that harassed and pounded Tom Brady into the turf in the AFC Championship, doing the same to a far more nimble and mobile quarterback in Cam Newton, who despite his running prowess had no chance against the vaunted Denver defensive line, and especially Miller, who didn't just sack the league's MVP twice but stripped the ball from his grasp in the process, resulting in a touchdown early in the game and setting up a this one's over TD late in the fourth quarter when it was still a one-score game, albeit one that felt like it had been over since around the time Beyonce outdanced Bruno during the halftime show. Newton tasted turf six times in this game. Ted Gidd Jr. was sacked once as well when the Panthers tried a trick play because nothing else was working, and the seven Denver sacks tie a Super Bowl record. The Broncos get their third franchise championship. Coach Gary Kubiak is first. All I'm saying is that if the Patriots had been the opponent, this one would have been closer. Maybe it would have come down to a field goal try by one team or the other to decide it, or a patented Tom Brady two-minute warning drive to try for the win. Instead, we got a game that lacked for offense on either side, and great as Peyton Manning has been in his career, let's be honest, backup Brock Osweiler could have been the one taking the snaps last night, maybe even the lead singer from Coldplay, and Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware still would have been the reasons that Denver won. So yes, I am spewing some sour grapes this morning about it, but even if you're not a Patriots fan like yours truly, even if you have the kind of seething dislike for Tom Brady that most people reserve for waiting in line at the DMV, I ask you to join me in an alternate universe for just a moment in which you had a chance to root against TB12 and the Hoodie Wizard last night, wanting desperately to keep them from claiming a record fifth Super Bowl ring and watching what probably would have been a closer and more competitive game. Wouldn't it have generated more chatter this morning about the game itself than why a puppy baby monkey was advertising soda? I would like to think so. One result from men's college basketball yesterday, the Middlebury Panthers went on a 7-0 run with about 2.5 minutes to go to break a 67 all tie and go on to beat Bowdoin 78-69 at Pepin Gym. Matt St. Amour led the Panthers with 26 points, and the win improves Middlebury to 14-8 overall, 6-2 in NESCAC play, and also into a second-place tie with Amherst in the conference. And finally, some ski news. UVM took second place to Dartmouth College at the UVM Carnival, held at the Craftsbury Outdoor Center on Sunday. The Big Green captured the Carnival win with 972 points. Vermont finished in second place with 912. New Hampshire came in third with 723.